Institute presents William Bendix in the Life of Riley. Like many another husband, Chester A. Riley, war worker, is an affectionate spouse in most ways, but a little weak on remembering dates. For instance, he is devoted to Peg, his wife, but the day, month, and year when they became man and wife occasionally slips his mind. Peg and daughter Babs are discussing just that, huh?
Yes, Dad. For 17 years now, we've always gone out on our wedding anniversary. His father loves to do it up proud, and he's so pleased about himself for remembering the date. Oh, his mother, Daddy, always forgets things. Yes, he forgets this one, too. But every year, I thought about a week ahead and drop him in. Oh, that way, he thinks he thought of it himself. Oh, Daddy wanted many doubts that mind it at all. No, and that's why I have to be careful how I remind him about the anniversary. Oh, my, he feels terrible if he thought I thought he'd forgotten.
Oh, thank
you. Here he is. I'm going to do a little thinking now. His boat's put me away.
Oh, there you
are. Oh, here, dear. What do you want to get to do?
You might put the things in.
Well, they're under my chair, Daddy. That's where you left them. You shouldn't leave things all over the house, darling.
I never leave nothing no place that I can't find it. I remember my stuff makes all the trouble. Where's my paper?
In your back pocket, then.
Who put it there?
What's the date on the paper, Riley?
Huh?
Oh, tonight's paper. Read me some news, dear. Has anybody been getting married?
Oh, yeah. Look at this long list. Gosh, people get married these days that never got married before.
You know, I heard that Alice Stockel got married to Fred Vogel. I was surprised. I never thought she cared for him.
Well, she's not, but he's got a telephone.
Oh, my, I'm here for kids tonight. Didn't know something nice was going to happen this week.
That's a very delicate tune, but... That's the subway song, isn't
it? No. Maybe I can't carry a tune anymore. All the singing I used to do at parties and weddings.
Yes. Oh, say, speaking of weddings, remind
me. Oh, yes, dear?
Junior's birthday to a coach wasn't a practice tomorrow.
For heaven's sake, Riley, how does a wedding remind you of Junior's coach?
The girl is right. I've got to go to Junior. Junior, your coach says you got to practice tomorrow.
Well, okay, Pop. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Say, see your right with you there.
Ain't Uncle Brian asked my class to line his old man. He's in the hospital.
Ain't Ed O'Brien is in the hospital. What happened?
Well, a lot of people were lined up to buy cigarettes and Egghead trying to get ahead of everybody.
Yeah. Started
a big
fight.
That's right, that
hurt. Oh, yeah. Well, it must have been quite a draw. Reminds me of my wedding.
Your wedding, Pop?
Yeah, when I married your mother. Oh, what a beautiful wedding. You should have been there, Junior. Three of my pals had wedding dresses without you rushing a police station.
Okay.
I just thought of something. Today is our wedding anniversary. Me and your mom got married 17 years ago today.
Yeah?
No, Junior, don't tell your mother.
Does she know it?
Well, it must have slipped her mind. She... pretty
absent-minded. Well, mine isn't
absent-minded. Well, she is so. Why, even this morning, she couldn't remember where I left my blue shirt last Sunday. Now, this anniversary, I'm surprised. I won't let her know until tonight when I'm ready to take her out. Oh, will her face be red when she finds out I remember that she forgot?
Yeah, it'll be a good joke.
I won't tell her words, but she sees me all dolled up in my tuxedo.
Oh, what time are you going out tonight, Pop?
Oh, about that.
Oh, what's the matter?
The watch. The good thing I remember the watch.
The what watch?
That's the big gold one I always wear on our anniversary. Your mother gave it to me for a wedding present. It was her old name. If I didn't remember to wear it on our anniversary, she'd keep hurt.
Oh, why don't you wear the watch all year?
Well, it don't sound quite so good. More like a challenger than a watch. It sounds like one spring or something.
How come?
Well, every Harry. Bring that watch is the first thing that turns green. Come on, I'll show it to you. It's in the family jewel box in the hall closet, right behind the throne of Aunt Kate.
A lot of junk in that
barn. Now, Junior, don't call it junk. Hey, Junior, what's with my watch? Junior, my watch ain't here.
It ain't?
It's gone. Junior, don't you say a word about that watch being gone to your mother. She'd be upset. I gotta find out where it is by myself.
Oh, are you sure it was in this box?
Oh, sure, I'm sure. I never forget where I put it. Now I remember. I left the watch in the pocket of my tuxedo. Funny, like, Tuxedo ain't in this closet either.
Well, thank God, Bob. Where do you see it now?
Well, tonight I took it off on our last anniversary, and I distinctly remember hanging it up right in this closet.
Well, you couldn't have hung it in this closet, Bob.
Sure, you don't contradict me. Right on this hook, I hung it.
But that's impossible. This isn't the same house. We moved since last year.
Sure, you don't change the subject. That watch is lost. Your mother will never forgive me. It was her father. I always thought her old man had made trouble between us.
Papa, if you lost that watch, then you better go to Mom and come clean.
That's Mr. Cleaner. I left that stuff for you with Tony Martellucci to tailor. I told you I never forget anything. I got the mind of an
Pop.
Yeah. You know, Junior, I brought in my tux 2 weeks ago, and Tony didn't even phone me to say he found the watch in his vest pocket. Maybe he's trying to get away with it.
Yeah. Really think so?
Yeah, you never can tell. If he is, I'm going to trap him.
How?
I'm going to act dumb. Don't worry, I can do it. I'm a good actor. Oh, my God.
Well,
don't say anything that has to do with watching us. Oh,
hello,
hello, hello,
Mr. Light.
Hello, Tony. What time is it? Yeah,
I'm 8 minutes after 4.
How do you know? Did you just look at a watch?
Now, who needs a watch?
Well, then, how do you know it's 8 minutes after 4?
It's just now my gambino's run in from the school, and he's yelling, "Papa, give me nickel." That's the meeting, 8 minutes after 4.
You always tell time that way?
Well, sure. Sure. Tony, if you're in the morning and my wife is going to say to me and say, "Tony, get up," that's the means you'll stick to the car. Then, when she's going to say to me and say, "Tony, you lazy good for nothing, get up," that's the means you'll stab in the car. Then, when she's going to say to me and say, "Tony, you sleepy good for nothing, to bump," get up or I throw you out of bed, that's the means you lay the car, it's time to get up.
So, who needs the watch, huh?
Tony, come clean. Where's my watch?
What watch?
The one you found in my pocket.
What watch?
The one in the tuxedo I brought in to be clean 2 weeks ago.
You don't bring in no tuxedo. You bring in the blue starch of suit. Look, there is a hand. And do me a favor, take him away. The shine is a hurt to my eyes.
I brought in the blue suit, not the tuxedo.
Sure. You say you forget the tuxedo and bring our next set. But you
don't come back. Now, let's have no arguments, Tony. I never forget. Holy smoke. I remember now. I did come back, but you were closed, so I brought it to another cleaner. Oh, well, I'm sorry, Tony.
That's okay.
When
you're in my
business,
you make all kinds of offerings
for that. It took me a relief for a minute. I thought that watch was really looking.
Oh, well, come on, Papa. Let's go to the other cleaner and get it.
Now, I don't remember what cleaner I brought it to.
What a memory you got, Pop.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with my memory. I'll find that cleaner because I just think I remember the sign outside his store.
Well, what's the sign for?
Let me think a minute. I thought of a number.
Wait, I got it. The sign said, "Cleaning and Stretching."
Gold watch, which Peg gave Riley on their wedding day, and which he faithfully wears each anniversary, is still missing. Unless Riley can find it, he's going to have some soul explaining to do to his wife. As we rejoin him now, we find him sitting despondently on his back step as his neighbor, little Waldo Finney, approaches.
Oh, Waldo, how are you?
Oh, my aching back.
What's wrong, Waldo?
Same old story. I was helping my wife make a salad. Mm-hmm. She said it needs more oil. I said it's more vinegar. She said, shut up. And then I saw red.
You did?
Yeah, she hit me in the eye with a tomato. There's still no sign of your watch, Mr. Riley?
No, I called up every cleaner in the neighborhood. None of them got my tuxedo. So much time. Pretty soon I'll have to tell Peggy it's our anniversary.
She forgot it, Gina. Tell him last night.
Oh, I can't let our anniversary go by without celebrating. I just couldn't do it.
Well, I've been thinking of a way out, and I think I've got... Look at this. I've got my pocket here.
My gold watch. Where did you find it?
Oh, no. It's not your watch. Open it.
Where is this? The lady's contract.
Yes, it's my wife. She is fixing to my own sweet darling.
Her first husband gave it to her. I guess you didn't know her very well. Well, what good is this contract to me?
Well, don't you see? You thought it was your watch. I'll rent it to you for tonight, and Mr. Riley will think it's the watch.
So you see, Junior, instead of a watch, I'll see if the lady contact. It's gold. It belongs to my pal, Waldo Finney's wife.
And Mom won't have a visit?
Oh, I'll have my dislike. I'm assuming Casey at me time. Oh, great stuff.
Wow. Isn't that the same thing as lying?
Well, for a single man, it would be lying. For nine men, it's strategy.
Oh, show me the contact, Mom.
I hear my desk. Hey, where's my desk? I left it on his chair a minute ago. Well, I don't feel so good, Miggy. It's my wedding anniversary.
Ah, anniversary.
faded orange blossoms dressed in the cloak of memory. I adore anniversaries. It's okay.
Well, it's going to be for me.
Are you troubled, Randy?
Yeah, but I don't think you can help me.
No, no. Digby O'Dell helps everyone. You can always come to me and I'll be glad to straighten you up.
Give me a very fancy old-fashioned gold watch. I always wear it on our anniversary, and, well, now I love it.
Let me think. Who do I know who has a big gold watch? I should be able to dig up someone.
No, don't do that. I ain't that desperate. No, I never thought I had such headaches over an old watch.
Oh, Randy, I just had an enchanting joke about a watch.
Yes.
This will kill you.
Yes.
Kelly, we gotta, me watch is stopped. Murphy, we gotta, then open the gate and examine the work. So Kelly pried open the gate, and the bug fell out of the watch. So Murphy said, be jabber, no wonder it stopped. The engineer is dead. Isn't that a scream?
Sure is.
Well, that must be all. Oh, yes, I almost forgot what I came for. This box is for you. It contains your tuxedo.
My tuxedo? Where did you get it? How did you find it, Dick?
You loaned it to me 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Gee, Piggy, you're a lifesaver.
Not exactly. But I tried to do my best.
Well, wait a minute. The watch, it ain't any of the pockets.
There was no watch in your tuxedo.
This is terrible.
I wish I could help you.
No, Peter, this is my funeral.
Oh, that's right, I have an appointment. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work, hi-ho.
Well, Junior, how do I look at my best, huh?
Okay, Papa. What are you going to tell Mom about the watch?
I think I said she forgot about the anniversary. I got a right to forget about the watch. We're leaving, so she can't blow me up. She wouldn't be grotesque. What's your mother doing now?
Oh, she's getting the table for supper.
Oh, boy, where did you see her eyes pop when she sees me?
Oh, are you back here?
Come in over, sweetheart.
What is it?
I got a little surprise for you. Hello. Thank you.
my father's
wrong. Speaking of what, it reminds me of a gun show Pedro does, homie. Captain Mike worked on a railroad, see? So this Casey had a train, but it wouldn't run. So they opened it up, and they found an engineer in the works. So Callahan says, be careful, no wonder it won't run. The bug is dead. I don't get it.
Ken Dial, say, see you next week. This is the Blue Network.